I'm here joined with our head wrestling coach, Cody Aulish. And, Coach, exciting times here. It's hard to believe the season is winding down. Our Lakers are getting ready for our championship here, our regional championship, and you guys are headed to NIAC on Sunday. So talk to us a little bit about, you guys have a great group of kids and sophomores that I know have a lot on the line and are excited. So talk to us about Sunday.
Yeah, it's come here, it's fast. It's that time of season that, you know, coaches are preparing their kids for all year long. So, you know, we're excited. Got a good group of sophomores, really good group of kids that, you know, they've worked hard this year. Expect some good things. We've had, you know, a pretty good season. Just hoping to be healthy and approach this weekend with a lot of poise and just kind of that chip on the shoulder to go get things done. So, you know, our region's really tough. It's a really solid region, but everything's on the line. You know, we've been a team that's been looking to, you know, hopefully compete for national title all season. And the more guys we get to nationals, obviously helps us get those points for the national tournament. So, you know, Iowa Lakes never won a regional title. So that's the first thing we've been talking about all year long is winning that regional title. And our region's very competitive, but I think it's very even this year. So it really should be a good battle. Some sophomores, you know, are bringing a lot to our team this year in terms of value because many of these guys came up short last year in their goals. And I think those guys have grown a lot from that. And hopefully that's an advantage we have over the teams that are a little bit younger. So it's something we're excited about, and we're looking to hopefully that growth will kind of carry us over. But, you know, at 25 and with Kevin Saravia and 41 with Fisher, both those guys went 1-2 last year. Kind of were struggling at the end of the year, and this year it's been kind of the opposite. Those guys are really seem to be rolling well. They're healthy. They're in better places. And hopefully that growth with them will happen. 157 with David Hollingsworth, our returning All-American, you know, he's just, you know, David, we get what we get out of David every time. He's giving us 100% all the time. And, you know, his goal is to win national title. So, you know, he's got a battle there, and he's been doing well all year. So just that growth there. And then at 84 with Marcus Placide, you know, Marcus came up short of even qualifying last year at 74. But Marcus had an excellent season this year. Been a great leader. He's just been one of the hardest working guys that I've ever had in the program. So I'm excited for Marcus and where he's at right now. And then Andre Basanti, our heavyweight, is back, but really it's his first year competing. Had an injury last year, and Andre's just been a great leader for us on the wrestling mat and just his energy that he brings to the group. So those guys have really been leading us all year, and I'm excited for those guys. And we've got some young guys, you know, that need to step up for the first time and you know, just give us their best wrestling. So the goal is to have 10 guys, you know, fight their butts off. And if we do that, you know, the wins will take care of itself. So we'll be happy if that happens, and we're looking forward to Sunday and where we come out.
All right. Well, good luck, Coach. And action starts in Mason City at NIAC at 10 a.m. this coming Sunday. So best of luck to you guys.
Hey, thank you.